Well, a red giant flower, known for its distinctive smell of rotting flesh, is about to bloom in a nursery near Adelaide. Delightful. The evocatively named corpse flower is found only in the wild in Sumatra and is listed as an endangered species. For the past decade, it's been growing in the Mount Lofty Botanic Garden and is due to flower for the very first time any day now. Don't worry, you'll smell it a mile off. It's an exciting Christmas gift for Matt Coulter, who's been... Christmas gift, really? Who's been patiently waiting all these years. He's the horticulture curator for the Botanic Gardens of South Australia. Matt spoke to Kathy Van Extel about this unusual and smelly flower.
So at the moment it's not smelling, so it'll smell once the space opens. So it's sitting at about 1.6 metres tall at the moment. And all that growth has happened in the last 4 weeks. So it went from nothing to that in about 4 weeks' time. Its common name is a Titan arum. It's from Sumatra in Indonesia. It's where it's endemic there and has the largest inflorescence of any plant in the plant kingdom. An inflorescence is a group of flowers. So it's not the single biggest flower, but the single biggest inflorescence of any plant.
What do the flowers themselves look like? And
flowers are very insignificant. You won't even actually get to see them because they're inside the space. They're right down the base.
When it's in bloom, what's the smell like?
They call it the corpse flower because it's sort of the smell is similar to rotting flesh, really bad fish, something like that. So that smells like that to attract the pollinator to it. But yeah, it's very, very pungent apparently. This is the first time this plant ever flowered in South Australia, so it's I've never actually smelt one myself. I've seen them growing in botanic gardens overseas just about to open, but until they actually open for that 2 days, they don't exhibit any aroma at all. They only start exhibiting the aroma once the sexual parts of the plant become active, and that's just over a two-day period.
And when it finally does flower, it only lasts for a couple of days?
Yes, yeah, so basically what happens, the first day it opens in the afternoon and into the night time. And then it'll open fully, mostly the next day, and then the day after that it will start to collapse. So it's usually like a 24 to 48 hour flowering.
How rare is this plant?
It's quite rare. It's listed as vulnerable on the red list, and it's under the CITES Convention, so it's illegal to collect this plant from the wild now. So one of the reasons it is vulnerable in the wild because of deforestation and exploitation of the plant species. It's one of these iconic plants that lots of plant collectors or botanic gardens over the years have been really interested in. And it was only discovered in 1889 in Sumatra and was discovered by an Italian botanist. And those seeds were then sent to Kew and they flowered 11 years later and that was the first flowering in cultivation.
So how long has your nursery been growing this plant?
So we received 3 seeds in 2006 and then we subsequently germinated the 3 seeds. So we had 3 successful germinants from that and we've been growing it, fertilising, watering it for the last 10 years. So basically it has a huge corma storage unit in the pot and for the last 10 years it's been producing a leaf. So it produces a giant leaf that can grow anywhere between 3 to 4 metres tall, and that all happens in a 4-week period. And once it collapses, then another leaf will come. So it's sort of like an annual cycle, but this year, instead of a leaf coming up from the corm, this is where the flowers come from, and it's taken us 10 years to get to this stage.
So there's a lot of excitement around this event then?
Yeah, we're really excited. We only found out about 10 days ago it was going to be a flower, because once the flower comes up, it looks identical to the leaf and you can't really tell that it's actually going to be a flower until you start looking at a few parameters and yeah, the excitement is huge because every year we sort of get excited, oh, maybe this is going to be the year it's going to flower and then we get disappointed it's not. But this, yeah, it's just, I've been in horticulture for 30 years and it would be the best thing I've ever done.
Do you feel like an expectant father?
I do, yeah. It's just like incredible and because it grows so fast, you really get to see how it happens. And yeah, I mean, you look at this thing, you wouldn't even think it was a flower. It looks like some sort of sculpture. Like, it can get 2 metres plus tall, so taller than a person, which is quite incredible.
Now, the nursery is usually closed to the public, but I understand that you're going to make an exception for this rare event.
That's correct. So the Mount Lofty Botanic Gardens grows and propagates all plants for the 3 gardens that we manage, and it's done behind the scenes, and then we supply the plants. So because it's such a rare event, we're going to open it to the public to come and view it. It'll probably just be for 1 day. But because we can't really predict what day that's going to be, we might only find out 24 hours before the event and then we'll be alerting the public that they can actually come and visit and have a look at it.
Are you expecting much interest?
Yes, we've had lots of interest so far, lots of media attention. We've had people coming to the nursery already trying to get in and have a look at it. So it's one of these plants, anywhere it flowers worldwide, it causes a huge interest. When it flowered in Melbourne Botanic Gardens a few years ago, they got 10,000 people to come and view it.
Are you expecting similar numbers?
We won't get anywhere near those numbers because we're not in the actual city. We're sort of up in the hills. But there's lots of interest. Lots of people will be coming. I'm sure it's one of those plants. It's a real iconic plants taking 10 years to get to this stage. It's only going to flower for a couple of days, so yeah.
For those of us who can't make it to the nursery to see the corpse flower when it finally blooms,
yep.
Is it going to be another decade-long wait?
No, what happens with this one, once it gets to the 10 years of age, every 2 to 3 years you should get a flower from that corm now. And we're hoping in 2 or 3 years' time we should get another flower off this one. But we also have 7 plants of this plant at the same age. So this one has flowered now and we should get subsequent flowerings of the others that are similar ages now. So we have 3 of the original seeds at the 10 years of age, and then we have another 4 about 7 years old. And then we've worked out how to propagate this plant vegetatively by leaf cuttings. They're 3 years old and we've got 100 of those. So in 7 years' time, we should be very confident that we should get a flower every year.
Well, good luck with the arrival of the bloom.
Yeah, we're really excited. We just hope that as much of the public can come and view it as possible, because it's one of these fantastic plants in nature that is just really extraordinary, and I'd love to show other people, because we've been growing for so long, I'd really love to show other people some of the work that we've been doing with it.
Exciting botanical moment. Thank you very much, Matt.
Thank you.
That was Matt Coulter, the horticulture curator from the Botanic Gardens of South Australia. He was speaking to Cathy Van Extel.